Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are and whenever it is on this amazing day in January. Happy 2024. I hope you're off to a great start. This is Robert Bolden, Life Transformed, and this is Coffee in Christ. Got a great triple almond milk cappuccino here. So good. So I'm coming to you live from Odd's Cafe here in Asheville, North Carolina, West Haywood Street, West Asheville. If you're ever in Asheville, you got to come check it out. Audrey owns this place. It's amazing. It's got everything that you want. But the best thing is the great vibe. It's a love place and space. It's got just a good feel to it, good energy. That's what God wants. He wants us to be in environments like this. So those of you who are new to the podcast, thank you for joining me. This is totally unrehearsed. This is the same process. I give you a sneak peek, a weekly peek at the daily process that has literally transformed my life over the past several years. So I'm just reading from a couple of sources, and we'll just see how God is working today. Me, you, and Jesus hanging out. Okay, so the verse of the day is Psalms 143:10. And it is, teach me to do your will. Wow. That right there. Teach me to do your will. I mean, we can stop right there. And if that's literally in my prayers every day. Teach me your will. Because what I've learned here in the last, I don't know, month and a half or so, maybe longer, doesn't matter. But the key to even prayer is praying prayers that are consistent with God's will. Because those are the prayers he wants to answer. Because he's going to work all things together for good for you and those around you, and how you can impact the world, that whole thing. So it is an interesting process when you think of it. You've got to kind of de-emphasize what you want, your desires, your soul, and live in the spirit. And the more you get to know the person of Jesus, God and his character, the more you will be able to live the life that you're dreaming of, that you expect, that you want, because you are praying for, acting into God's will. So teach me to do your will, for you are my God. May your good spirit lead me on level ground. There you go. And what I love about that is, you know, in life, we're going to go through circumstances, highs, everything's going amazing, lows, everything's in the toilet, you know, tragedies, triumphs, all the stuff. But what this is telling me, may your good spirit lead me on level ground. So here's you and I. Level ground. We know God's will. Holy Spirit is with us, leading us. And then the highs and lows of life are highs and lows, but we don't go up with the highs or down with the lows. We just stay right here. Very consistent. Level ground. I love that. So my takeaways, teach me your will. And then the Spirit lead me on level ground. That is so good. Something we do. We do a Wee Wednesday every week live on YouTube. So join us there. This will be a topic that we're going to dig into a little bit more. I think it's so powerful. See, simple. Simple. See, literally one sentence. There's so much wisdom that can be gained from just one simple sentence. Okay, let's go to devotional for today. Did I not do this yesterday? Oh, wait a minute, maybe I didn't. Well, let's just dig into this one. Wait a minute. Oh, I did read this. All right, here we go. Sorry about that. Genesis 1:2 says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was unformed and void. Darkness was on the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God hovered over the surface of the water." The Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, was present at the very beginning of creation. The word for spirit here is ruach. It's R-U-A-H, which can be translated to mean wind or breath. Later in Genesis 2:7, we see God breathing the breath of life, Adam, as he is being formed from the dust. This breath is what gave Adam life. Then, even later, we see Jesus breathing on his disciples after his resurrection, and they received the Holy Spirit. That's John 22. Over and over again throughout Scripture, we're taught the significance of the breath of God. Breath of God. From the Holy Spirit of creation to Jesus literally breathing in the disciples, we can see that the Holy Spirit is the one who gives life. Yeah. That's good. Holy Spirit gives life. It isn't the physical birthing of us that gives us life. It's the Holy Spirit that gives us life. Isn't that cool? More than just giving us life, the Holy Spirit is alive, active, and living on the inside of us. Alive, active, and living on the inside of us. That reminds me of what Dan said on Wee Wednesday yesterday. He used some big word that I don't even know what it means. But basically that the Holy Spirit is living in you and me. And that's Romans 8:11. Gonna note that down. Job 33:4 says, "The Spirit of God has made me, and the breath of the Almighty gives me life." Wow. See, I've never even thought into that, that the Spirit is what made me and gave me life. Not only was the breath of God the reason we have a physical life today, but our spiritual life was made possible by the Holy Spirit who dwells in us and moves through us. In him we live and move and have our being. And that's Acts 17:28. See, this is what you do. You kind of reflect on these things. Spiritual life was made possible by the Holy Spirit. And that is the life that we're really talking about here, is the spiritual life. The physical life is, it is what it is. Our spiritual life, what our thoughts are, what our beliefs are, that definitely came from God. Our bodies have to endure this world and the physical things that we deal with. So that's a struggle of its own. But we're talking about the spiritual life. Right now, invite the Holy Spirit into the room. Give him the entire room. Now breathe in His presence. As you breathe in, know that you are breathing in the Spirit of God. Posture your heart in thanksgiving. Thank the Holy Spirit for giving you life. Then ask Him what He wants you to do with the life He's given you. The Holy Spirit lives in you and has plans for you. Yep. My plans. Life transform. Love places and spaces. Isolation to community all around the world. If you want to know more, we've got a challenge coming up. January 15th through the 29th. 7 sessions. Over 17 days. Find your purpose. Find hope. Fine-tune your purpose. That's our guarantee. You'll have an opportunity to join our community. So good. And the prayer here is, Holy Spirit, thank you for giving me life. What an honor to know that you live in me and have set me apart for your plans. Thank you, Jesus, for making a way for me. My life is not my own. I give it to you and say, you can do whatever you want with me. Have your way in me and will bless you with the breath of my life. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. That is so true. Total surrender is always the way. If you're not experiencing joy, peace, love, all the things in your life right now, then there's still something you're holding on to. There's still something you need to surrender in your life. So as soon as you can, go to the Holy Spirit. Repent. Let the Holy Spirit show you what it is you're still holding on to. So you can walk in the will. Back to the verse of the day. See how these things tie together? Teach me to do your will. Same thing. Now we're talking about the Holy Spirit. So beautiful. Okay. Let's try it. So now I go through and I highlight. So if you follow me on Instagram, you'll see. I usually do posts in association with this whole practice that I have. And it's just what I've found is the more I am consistently in the Word, which I know, not only believe, but I know is the truth, the more life becomes amazing. And the more I understand what my purpose is here on earth. And you all, it is so much fun. I'm just telling you, if you're not doing it, I would say my advice, if you want my advice, then I would say, do it. Just do it. Join us. You can join any community, but join us in our community because it's been amazing. All right, we're going to go one more here. Joy of the Holy Spirit. In Acts 13, Paul and Barnabas were preaching salvation to the Gentiles when they were persecuted by the Jews for what they were doing. As they were being persecuted, they were driven out of the city. Most of us today, when encountering this kind of spiritual resistance, would be tempted to stop what we are doing, run, and even hide. Nope. So Paul and Barnabas were persecuted. And, you know, it's just such a cool thing to be persecuted, I think. Driven from the city. Because we've got to wake up these sleepers. People are sleeping out here. We've got to wake them up so they can be part of the kingdom. Jesus comes back. It's going to be amazing. But you can have heaven on earth right now in this world. It is possible. All right, let's see what they say. Most of us today, Paul and Barnabas did the opposite. Scripture says they shook the dust off from their feet against them and went to Iconium. The disciples were filled with joy and with the Holy Spirit. This is the perfect example of joy-based warfare. When we let joy, one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit, become our strength. Oh, that is me. Let joy become strong. You know what? This is the bomb diggity. Joy become our strength. I love that. Acts 13. See, I might even teach on that someday. This is so inspiring. What does your life look like when you encounter resistance? You stand your ground knowing that he who sits in the heavens laughs. Psalm 2:4. Do you operate in joy-based warfare against the spiritual attacks of the enemy? Yes. When resistance comes, act in joy-based warfare. I love that. What a term. Joy-based warfare against the spiritual attacks of the enemy. Proverbs 13:9 says, the light of the righteous rejoices, but the lamp of the wicked will be put out. Yes. That's what we do. We rejoice in life. We rejoice in Jesus. We just get all fired up. And when the enemy tries to bring us down, we extinguish their light. We put out the light of darkness. The wicked lamp of darkness goes down. Love it. Joy of the Lord is a primary way that we are set apart as believers. When we're told the world is crumbling, we as believers stay steadfast, knowing our hope isn't in this world, but in Jesus. Yes! Our hope. Oh my gosh. So this. Oh, this is perfect. In this world. In Jesus. Definitely. When our finances don't look like what we need, we hold steady, knowing God is our provider. We're hit with an unwavering grief. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. It reminds us that Jesus is coming back and we will see our loved ones again. Our response as believers in the face of adversity and resistance is evidence of the Holy Spirit's work in our lives. Feel like the fruit of joy has been missing from your life? Right now, ask the Holy Spirit to give it to you. Let him show you the areas. I encourage that too. You should have joy everywhere. I shouldn't say should. It's so nice to have joy everywhere. Don't you want that? That's a much better way to say it. Let him show you the areas in your life where you have stopped clinging to the glory that is to come through Jesus. Thank him for all that you have in your life. Ask the Holy Spirit to refresh you with his joy and teach you how to steward joy every day of your life. Holy Spirit, give me joy in the midst of spiritual resistance. Show me what it looks like to hold steady to you and your words. Make your joy abound in me. As I go about my day, teach me to shake off the attacks of the enemy and continue on with what you have called me to steward. Love you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for pruning me and producing your fruit in me. Jesus' name, amen. Okay, this is so good. So our challenge that I mentioned earlier is a hope and purpose challenge. Hope to purpose. And this, I think, is going to show up in there somehow. Oh, I have no doubt about it. See, this is how God works. So I'm doing a copy and paste here so I can record this. Let's see, challenge 24, here we go. Wow, two fire trucks blazing. There must be something happening. All right. Isn't that good? Oh my gosh. You know, this is the clear path to freedom, to joy, to love in your life, my life. And don't overthink it. Don't get caught in your own head. Take my word for it. Try it out. Try it out for an hour. for a day, for a week, contact us over at Life Transform. We can help you with this. We're not a church. We're not a business. We're a community, but we're just unique. We do things differently. Very unique. And most people don't quite understand it. But what the Bible says, if you have eyes to see and ears to hear, you'll get it. So we have something called serve calls, 20-minute calls, where we just want to serve you. No motive, nothing. Jump on one of those serve calls. You know, message me, get a hold of me. Show notes, you can get a hold of me there. And we'll do a serve call just to hear, hey, what's going on with you? How can we serve you? Maybe there's a way we can. Maybe there is nothing we can do. But it's great to have those conversations. So thank you so much for joining me. It's been Robert Bolden, Life Transform, Coffee and Christ. Every Thursday, we drop an episode. Again, sign up for our challenge. It's completely free. If you can't make it live on the days of the challenge, we are going to send you a recording. You'll have action sheets. You will emerge from this process with either a clear new purpose and vision in your life, or refined if you already have one. And it'll lead to the best year ever. I can guarantee you that. All right. Take care.